listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. This week, Mind Over Mayo with the Bethel Regional High School.
Hey, you're listening to the Mind Over Mayo podcast. I'm Jackson Iverson.
I'm Paxton Alexi.
I'm Royce Akihulha.
I'm Adrian Amos.
Okay, so pretty much what this episode's about is balancing sports, school, and a healthy lifestyle. So off the bat, I think we should start this podcast off talking about what sports we play and how long we've been playing them. Paxton?
I've been doing basketball for... since I was in the fourth grade. No, when does basketball start? Like when you're young.
Fourth grade.
Yeah, fourth grade. I've been doing that since and just really like it. It's really fun. And I feel like I've improved on it a lot since then. And yeah, it's been really fun doing it.
What kind of sports do you play, Royce?
Basketball. I was in basketball since like... fifth grade, and wrestling, I don't know, like seventh grade, I joined wrestling, and I just enjoy both those two sports, and those are the only two sports that I'm probably going to join all my life.
What was it like for, because you used to live in Scammon, right?
Yeah.
What was it like going from Scammon to here sports-wise and like school-wise? Like, do you have more work here?
Is it difference is we don't like really stretch before the practice. We just straight up just run hallways, and right after that we start stretching right after we run. And I was asked Carly about that, and he was like, "You guys gotta get your something wrong with your leg muscles or something before you stretch."
Yeah, you got tight hips, bro. You got crazy tight hips.
And then here we just be stretching, and we don't do all those stuff that like it's really way different.
Okay.
Acrobatics.
Yeah.
What about you, Jerbo?
What really got me into wrestling is watching my brother wrestle his sophomore year. He was wrestling for Galena, and it was at ACS, I'm pretty sure. And I joined freshman year. I really wish I got put into wrestling earlier than I was. But I'm liking it so far. Mm-hmm. What about you, Jackson? What got you into sports, like cross country, wrestling, and basketball?
I think I just joined all the sports. My parents encouraged me to join all sports at a young age. Like, I started cross country in fourth grade. I started wrestling when I was like 4 or 5 because I have that club wrestling. So since I was like maybe 5 years old, I've been wrestling. So I do wrestling, cross country, and then basketball. I'd say basketball is my favorite sport. I've been playing it since fourth grade.
During the season, I usually if I don't have enough time to lift in the morning, I'll just skip that part and, you know, just wrestle, you know?
Okay, so during the wrestling season, do you even get your lift in? Like, are you lifting during the wrestling season, would you say?
I could get into the gym, like, at 4 or 5 uh-huh. If I wake up early enough, usually be fasted about that time, uh-huh. So I have nothing in my system, so lose a lot of weight.
Uh-huh. Royce, is it hard for you to like stay on top of your grades? Is it hard for any of y'all to like stay on top of your grades because you're focusing so much on the sports and the season?
Yeah. I was staying up too late, too,
you know. Yeah, you be staying up too late. We'll get about that later, but...
like, how do you balance your school and sports, Jackson?
I try to... number one thing is you gotta make sure your grades are good. I always make sure, you know, you can't travel unless you have good grades. So that's first. Second is sports, you know. Just make sure I have all A's, hopefully, and then I have... think about sports and lifting. But yeah, I try to lift unless I have a whole bunch of homework. But if not, I'm usually in the gym. And yeah, that's That's what I'm doing during the season. But I feel like for some people it's hard to get sleep. And Royce, you talked about that earlier. So what do you think you could do to like get more sleep during the season?
I feel like you can,
like you specifically, not just, yeah, like
go to bed more earlier, do put all your devices away and just try to keep yourself from going on your device in the middle of the night or playing game in the middle of the night, and just try to get your hours of sleep in. And
yeah, because I prioritize sleep a lot, especially even during the off season. If I'm waking up early to do shoot around or lift in the morning, I try to get to bed by like 8:30 to 9, because sleep is really important for you, and I put a big emphasis on it. What about you, Pax?
During season, I'd like to keep my caffeine intake really low, just so I could try to get to sleep easier and like more sooner in the day, like earlier, just so I could get that sleep in.
What's your sleep schedule like during the season?
During my sleep schedule, I usually like go to sleep around 10, wake up around 7:30, and sing and all.
Yeah, it's a habit for
usually some. If I don't get to sleep around 10, I'll just take my melatonin pills.
Yeah, bro, melatonin is big for me.
Melatonin or magnesium, they're great for sleep.
Okay. We've all been to morning practices, right? Whether it's wrestling. We've had a couple morning wrestling practices, whether it's on a Saturday, or morning basketball practices or shoot-arounds.
Yeah.
How does that affect, like, how many break days you guys have or rest days? Because some people don't know, like, you need a rest day in the week. And, I don't know, just talk about when your rest day is, how your rest day is like, and if you're, like, catching up on work that day or some other things. Paxton?
On rest days, I'd like to just take it easy, get sleep in, some naps during the day, do some homework, like catch up on grades.
Royce?
Also, I like to take it easy too and start doing most of all my homework. Try to rest most of the time and either do stuff at home, chores.
I think morning practices are better, because you get to do homework after school, not worrying about having more time to do it, get it out of the way.
I'd say the other thing I do different, I try to hit the hot tub when I can. And then, yeah, try not to get too stressed out about school, sports, because sometimes on those off days, I'm worrying, like, am I not putting enough work in? Do I even need a rest day? But I think rest days are really good for you. I'll catch up on any schoolwork you have. And I'm actually a fan of morning practices because I can do I can have plans after school.
Adrian, how do you organize your schedule, like your week during sports?
So during basketball, which was the most recent sports season I've had, we have morning practices. So I'd go to bed by 8:30. Wake up 5:30, get to practice by 6. We'd have a 2-hour practice, and then do that, go to school, lift right after school, and then have any school-related homework, do right after lifting, and then have the rest of the day to myself. That's what my schedule's like. And then the occasional rest day gives me a lot more time in the afternoon to do anything I'd like. Royce, during wrestling season, what was your schedule like?
So, I'd usually wake up around 7:30, have breakfast, wait for school, do work, and then during practice, I'd just try to put a lot of effort in practice. Right after practice, I'd usually go home, do chores, get a little snack, and try to rest before the next day.
What about you, Adrian? How do you organize your schedule during this season?
That's pretty much the same as what Royce said. I usually go to bed around 10:30, wake up at 7:30. But that's a lot of sleep. That's like 9 hours, 9 to 10 hours of sleep.
You be getting so 9 hours. You're getting 10 hours of sleep during the season?
Yeah.
That's good. That's
actually during the season, I'd sleep cold so I could lose some weight right before a tournament. Mm-hmm. You know, like leave a window open. And I just drink a ton of water in the morning so I could poop. No good.
Alright. Pax, what about you?
The way I like to organize is just the day before, or just for each day, I just set up my stuff for the next day, like get my clothes ready for when I get home to shower.
Pick out your outfit?
Yeah. And make food for breakfast or lunch for the next day, just so I don't have to do it in the morning. Just saves a bunch of time. And I like to go to bed early.
Uh-huh. More about that food. Adrian, you were cutting a lot during the wrestling season, and we, as three of us are wrestlers in here, we have to be really strict about our diets. I think we should talk about, like, what it was like during wrestling season and how we have to wait, watch, and be really careful with what we eat.
During the wrestling season, I'd fast around 8 to 12, mm-hmm. which is 8 p.m. to 12 a.m., so over 12 hours, just drinking a ton of water and losing that weight. This season I never lock in though. I could have cut down to 152. It just stayed in 160.
Uh-huh.
So I got locked in better.
Yeah. During wrestling season I try to stay away from junk foods most of the time. Yeah. But now it's barely get a lot of water in and just have like two meals a day, like not too big, not too small, and just try to stay healthy and stay weight.
Paxson?
I wasn't in wrestling, but for the basketball season, I like kept a more healthy diet, like fruit, yogurt, cottage cheese was really good, and a lot of protein just for the recovery.
I feel like during sports season, I ate a lot of lean. I ate a lot of fatty foods, but a lot of protein, especially during wrestling. You can't put on too many calories. For cross country, I'd pay attention more to the end of the week for my tournament, or carbs. Not tournament. I'd pay attention to my gluten intake 2 days before the race, so I don't cramp up during the race, because I think that's a habit I have. But also, I think we should talk about, do you guys eat any subsistence food that you pay attention to during the season? Or just any native foods?
A lot of moose meat and rice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of dinner.
Mine's usually fish and rice.
Yeah, we eat a lot of fish.
Baked fish and rice with mayonnaise slathered all over the fish, man. It's delicious.
Y'all eat fried fish with that ketchup?
Yeah,
right. Sometimes. Smacks.
So pretty good.
No cap.
Reindeer liver too, bro. All the vitamins reindeer in there.
Yeah.
With the ketchup.
Yeah, that's what I've eaten this season. What about you, Pax?
Agurak. That's really good. I like it. And dry fish.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Guys, ever tried dried pike?
Yeah, but that's like on special occasions. Cause
special occasions?
Yeah, right. Yeah, how much pike you got? There's only so much pike. Not special occasions, but like everyone be coming over when we're eating pike.
My parents caught around like 200 in the past month, bro.
Last month, bro? We need a fish more than that. I don't eat pike too much, but I love it. Okay, I gotta catch more pike then.
Reindeer liver is a special occasion.
Yeah, y'all like liver? Because not... I'm a liver fan. A lot of people aren't moose liver. I don't know if I've had any other liver, but I eat moose liver.
I've had moose liver. It's really yummy.
You like it?
Never
tried moose liver. What liver do you have then?
Reindeer liver.
It's got to be the same. Okay, next up. What kind of special... Y'all got any routines during the season, or even not during the season, just to stay on top of your schoolwork, have a healthy lifestyle? Any routines that you guys have? Paxson?
During the season, I'd have a routine. I'd like to go to bed at around 9, so at about 8, I'd start getting ready. And had a routine, just wash my face, brush my teeth, and get my things ready for the next day, and then go to bed at around 9.
Uh-huh. Bruce?
It's just like Paxton's. So, just wake up, go to bed around 11, wake up at 8, take a good shower, get ready for school, and yeah.
I think during the wrestling season, the coaches can squeeze in one more practice in the morning. So,
like two-a-days, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, morning.
You'd have two-a-days?
Morning practice and evening practice right after school.
I don't know if they'll do that, but maybe if you call it like open gym or something.
I think South does morning and... No, that's Barrow.
Barrow does two practices. Any routines that you... Any special routines that you do during the season? Or
just wake up, shower, go to school, do my work, go to practice. Go home, shower, and eat.
Are you guys morning showers or night showers?
Morning.
Morning.
And night. Right. Morning and night.
Night.
Right. How about you, Jackson?
I'm a morning shower, but some routines that I have, I try to go to bed around the same time. Wake up same time. You know, nothing special. Try to get my weightlifting in 5 days out of the week, hopefully. I try to have, if I'm in a calorie surplus, I try to have 3 to 4 eggs in the morning with another meat like steak or beef. And yeah, that's pretty much, I try to bring my own snacks and I try to bring my own lunch to school. Yeah, those are pretty much my routines.
Your spicy noodles.
Nah, bro, that's only, like, I try to bring steak. Like, today I brought steak. But yeah, sometimes I bring the noodles when I'm feeling hungry, yeah.
What about you, Royce, and your hot chips?
I don't eat hot chips. I just, sometimes I do. Only hot fries.
Okay, another, a struggle that I have during the season is I'll be on my phone too much. And you know, Royce, you talked about this, how you're on your phone and then you get, like, not enough sleep. Yes. So what do you think you could do better?
Just try to leave your phone. Just try to, like, give your parents your phone or anything. Like, let them keep it during the night and maybe even the morning. Uh-huh. And just stay away from your device. Like, just leave it in the living room on your little table or something.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
What really helps me go to sleep is white noise.
Really?
Yeah. There's videos on YouTube. White noise for 10 hours. Just fall asleep to that like a baby.
Bro, I can't do white noise. That's crazy. I can't do white noise. I've tried like brown and pink noise before, but...
I heard brown noise. It's like being
just
in
makes
a plane.
Me think less, bro. I can't be doing that. Huh.
What about you, Pax?
Yeah.
During season, I don't really limit my device use. I still use it a lot, but when I'm going to bed, usually I'm on it, like scrolling through TikTok or Instagram. So I should definitely start doing that less.
The main thing for me is if I got morning practice, I'm off my phone a little bit earlier so I can get to bed. And what I do is instead of just scrolling on my phone, I'll just listen to a podcast for a couple hours. I'll lay down and listen to my favorite podcasts.
What's the podcast you listen to? I'm interested.
I listen to a lot of basketball podcasts about the NBA. Joe Rogan. Saw some Joe Rogan in there. That's about
Podcast
it.
P.
Yeah. Paul George's podcast. Yeah,
that's what it is.
What I really think, the balancing of school, sports, and sleeping, it's like you just got to have it to be healthy, you know?
Yeah, I think it's really important. And I think not a lot of people prioritize sleep and diet during the basketball season. And then grades slip. You're behind on your grades. So I think just staying on top of your grades, trying to get enough sleep, eating the right food for the most part, you should be good.
Yeah, and consistency on it. If you feel lazy on one day, it could mess up some of the other days. Like, you got lazy and you didn't want to stretch, then you'll just be sore the next day. Or you just saw cake and you wanted to eat it and you just get cramped or something.
Yeah, I think it's okay to eat treats every once in a while, but yeah, consistency is a big part first. Yeah.
It's not just physical health, it's even just mental health in general.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that, though?
In that mental callus, mm-hmm. you just gotta put it into there.
It's about just like staying healthy and just staying healthy during like a daily basis and trying to improve other stuff.
Improving on yourself.
Go
ahead, say it.
Just like really trying to improve on yourself and just try to stay cool and
be better than yourself.
Do you guys think as the years have gone by, you've gotten better with managing this? Managing your health during the season? Adrian?
Yeah, I really put mental callus on to me, wrestling.
What do you mean by that?
Discipline. Huh. Try not to make weight. I missed weight like maybe 3 times my whole wrestling career. It was by 0.1 or a pound over. I only missed weight during scrambles, though.
The Bethel scramble. Royce, do you think as you've played more sports throughout the seasons and throughout the years that you've gotten better with your routines and staying healthier during the season?
I don't really think I'm getting better. Like, I just got to put more work and effort into practices and just try to.
Yeah, what do you think you could do that? Is there anything else that you think could do better for next season?
Like, pay attention more often instead of goofing around and just try to pay attention to the coach and who's talking and what's going on all around you and just be cool. What about you, Paxton?
Diet used to be pretty bad, but because of sports and just working on getting better, it just improved. So a much better diet now, more natural, mm-hmm. less processed foods.
I think I'm pretty happy with my habits. You know, I think last year I wasn't as focused on the food I'm eating, how much sleep I'm getting. But this past season, my sophomore year, I paid attention to what I'm eating. You know, I'm making sure I get enough protein in. Are you looking at the sunlight? And then just, sleep, stay on top of my grades, you know. Last year, I wouldn't really want to do my homework during the trip, so I'd wait till last second when I get home the day before school, try to get all my homework done. And this year, I've just I've done a lot better with just getting the homework done right away so I can just focus on sports.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba. Thank you for listening to the Mind Over Mayo podcast with Jag. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba.
'Listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Listen online at kyuk.org or tune in live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. right here on KYUK.